Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Laws of Sanctification of the New Month, in the Sefer Zman, Book of Designated Times, which in this Perek we continue the discussion from the previous Perek, where we discuss regarding the witnesses getting there to testify and regarding notifying people that they were Makadosh the Chodesh. As Rambam gets a lacha off regarding how the witnesses, we make sure they get here to testify. So Edim Sharos HaChodesh, witnesses that saw the new moon. So if it was between them and the place where the courts are, mahalich laila b'yoyim, a distance of just a night and a day, a pachas, or less than that, then holchem midim, then they go ahead and they testify, which is you can get there within 24 hours. But if it's going to between them is more than that, lo yelchu, they shouldn't go because she ain't do some acher yom shloishim elis. The testimony after day 30 is not effective. Shekvan is abra chedush. Then it's already a leap year. They're only seeing it on the night of the 30th day. So then if you get there sometime during the nighttime, or during the daytime, so you can get there and they can be mekadosh on the 30th day. If it's going to take you more than a day, a 24-hour period, you're going to get there already on day 31. Then it's already too late. Then they weren't mekadosh on day 30. It's anyways going to be a full month. Halacha beis. Edim Sharos HaChedesh. So the witnesses that saw the new moon, so they go to the court to testify. Even if it's on, let's say it's on a Friday night on Shabbos. Shema says the pasuk, that they should call it out in its designated times. Wherever it says the word Moed, overwrite Shabbos. Like by the carbon Talmud, it says Tishmol Hakavli b'Moyadoi, and it's sacrificed on Shabbos. So to hear that they should recite that the new month is in its time is also done. Even if it's Shabbos, therefore, in Mechalim, we do not desecrate the Shabbos, El al Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Val Rosh Chodesh Tishrei B'Av, only for the 2 months of Nisan and Tishrei, Netakonas HaMoed is because of the institution of the Yom Tevim, which is where this is learned out from, Asher Tikra Isma Me'adam, that you should have the Yom Tevim in the designated times, so Pesach, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, although in Sivan is when you have the Yom Tev of Shavuos, you're not Mechal, because the Shavuos actually depends on Svir Tzomer, when you were Mekadosh the month of Nisan, when you had the Yom Tov Pesach, and it's 50 days later that Shavuos, so it's not really dependent on the Sivan itself. Now, Bezman, Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Mechal and Al Kulam, they actually would be Mechal Shabbos for all of them to get to around time, and they Karba Musaf. Because the Karban Musaf has to be brought in its designated time. Shudeich is a Shabbos, the Karban Musaf overrides Shabbos. So to be able to do it in its proper time is also Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, then they would do it in every single month, but after the Beis HaMikdash would only be on Nisan and Tishrei that the witness would be Mechal Shabbos. Halacha Gimel. Now, Kshem Shemechal Na'edim, Shardos HaChedish as a Shabbos, just like the witnesses who saw the new month, are Mechal Shabbos to get there on time. So do they disagree with them? The witnesses that could verify the validity of these witnesses to say that we know that these two who are saying testimony are true witnesses, to say that we know their character and they're kosher witnesses. If the court didn't recognize those who are the ones who saw the new month, so together with them come other people to verify them. And even if the one who's going to let the courts know that they're okay witnesses, only Eid Echad is only one witness, which is not enough, you have to have two. He would go with them and be Mechal Shabbos, whatever Malacha would be required to do to get there. Out of doubt, maybe he's going to find someone else who also knows these two guys, and together they'll combine to testify on those, so those two people can then testify that they saw the new moon. Halacha Dalet. If let's say the witness who saw the new moon who saw it on Friday night was a chayla, sick person. They ride. No, he doesn't go by foot because he's sick. They give him a ride on a donkey. Even on a bed, which this is chil Shabbos, it generally is chiv misa. As we said, you're mechal Shabbos for this. And if there is an enemy on the road, so the witnesses take in their hands, they take weapons, they take our artillery, whatever it takes to fight. It was a faraway journey. They would take with them food. Now, even the moon that they saw was large and it was visible to everyone. They shouldn't say, okay, Kshem Shri knew who Anachna, just like we ourselves saw it. Ruachayim, others saw it. If we don't have to desecrate the Shabbos to go and testify, no. the year ro lahoyed, rather anyone that saw the new moon and is fit to testify, the year beinoyu beina makom shekavui bebezna, between him and the place where the court is established, is laila b'yoyim magpaches, is a night and day or less. Mitzvah levelchas the Shabbos, but leilich lahoyed. It's a mitzvah to go and be mechal the Shabbos, to go and to testify. Alokhe now discussed regarding the latest time possible to receive the witnesses. B'rishayna, in the beginning, they would accept the witnesses for the new moon, for the new month, the entire 30th day, which is when you mekadesh. Once it's already the next day, it's already a full month, the previous one, and it's going to be on day 31. But the entire day 30, they would accept. The problem is, pamachas nishto ed malova had been arba, and one time there was no witnesses, they were delaying from coming all up until it was ready close to the evening, meaning the time, which is 3.5 hours before sundown, which is the time when you bring the carbon tamichel ben abayim. V'neskalkul b'mikdash. Now it was a difficult situation in the base of mikdash. V'lo yodemayasu, they didn't know what to do. Im yasu oilo shel ben abayim, if they're going to do, okay, we don't know. Maybe no one's coming today. It's going to be a regular day. Shchaydish should be tomorrow. Problem is, if they bring a regular daily sacrifice, burnt sacrifice of the evening, but shema yivoyu edim, maybe witnesses still might come. And you're not allowed to sacrifice the additional carbon of Rosh Chodesh after the evening carbon. Problem is, if they wait, they might miss out the carbon Tamashal Ben Abayim because they're waiting for the Musaf. So I'm the Bez and the Skin, so the courts got up and they instituted they don't accept the witnesses of the new month El Ara Mincha, only until the Mincha, which is the time when you sacrifice the Tamashal Ben Abayim. So that there should still be time in the day, laharkav musafin, to sacrifice the musafin, b'tamash ben abayim, and the evening carbon tamav, and the skim, the libations. Once it's past the time that you wouldn't have time for both, then we don't accept anymore the witnesses, even if they come on day 30. Halachavav. Now, b'megiya mincha b'lebo edim. So if it's already mincha katana, the close to the end of the day, and the witness didn't come, then they do the daily sacrifice of the evening. Now, bimbo edim in the mincha mal. What happens if witnesses do come now from mincha time and onwards? Noigin oisayim kodesh l'macha kodesh. So they conduct that day as holy, because as if they really are testifying that today is Rosh Chodesh. But really, they would do the next day also kodesh. And a makriv musaf l'macha, they would bring the additional carbon the next day and treat that as the primary Rosh Chodesh. Lafish lohei mekachin oisayim mincha. Because like we said, the Rabban instituted that they wouldn't sanctify it anymore once it was already close to the evening. Now, Mashachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rebichim Zakir Beis Dinah. So Rebichim Zakir and his courts instituted Sheyim Akabim Eidus HaKadosh Kol Yom Kuli, that you should accept testimony of the new month the entire day 30, because the whole reason why they had previously said was because of the problem of Karbanos. Now there's no problem about Karbanos. So therefore, they didn't have to stop it anymore. And Vafilabo Eidim Yushleishim Misefa Yom Samech Leshkisacham, that even if witnesses come at the end of day 30, close to sunset, they accepted their testimony, and that you should sanctify only day 30 and not day 31. Now, regarding the meal that they make to solidify this of the Kiddush HaChedush, when the courts go ahead and they extend the month, because no witnesses came the entire day 30, so they went up to a prepared place, and this was the Suda Se'ibur, when they would extend it, and they made the meal on day 31, which that's now Rosh Chodesh. The Einar L'Msham Balayla, they wouldn't go there at night time, El B'Neshef, rather when it's turning, right before it's the sunrise, and the Ein Oil L'Suda Zu Pachas Masara, and you don't go up to have this meal less than 10 people, they only would go up with bread made out of grain and legumes. And they would eat it at the time of the meal. Whatever is mentioned in old places, it talks about the Sudas Mitzvah of the extension of the month. Was this when no one came, they weren't Merkadosh, then they made this meal when they did the Ibr HaChodesh at the end of the night of the 31st. Now, Halacha Ches continues regarding now sending out agents to let people know that the Mekadosh HaChodesh. So B'Rishayin in the beginning, when the courts sanctified the month, meaning they made day 30, the first opportunity, as Rosh Chodesh, they would wave torches on the tops of mountains, that those far away should know, because they see the torch, and then they would wave a torch and would go from town to town to all the way far away, that they would know. The problem is when the Kuthians, when the Goyim started making problems, because they would wave torches in the situation when the courts actually are extending the month, and they didn't wave, they would wave torches on their mountains to mislead the people, to make them think that it's actually Rosh Chodesh on day 30, not day 31. So it's going to be instituted Shluchim Yitzin Medin L'Ram. No more torches, because that's going to be problematic. Rather, agents should go out and let the public know. Now Shluchim Elu, these agents ain't mechalim. They cannot be mechal. Lois Yom Tov, Lois Yom Kippurim, not Yom Tov, not Yom Kippurim. To go out and let people know. Vein Tzoch Lema Shabbos, and we're up to say Shabbos, which is more severe, that they cannot be mechal Shabbos. Shei mechal is a Shabbos lekami, because you don't desecrate Shabbos to validate and maintain. It's only to sanctify, meaning it says in the pasuk that we learned that the sotasha tikru isim amyadim for the kriya yimachal, which then they call it makudish, but you're not machal on the kim of letting people know when to celebrate it. Halacha test. Al shisha chadoshim ha'yishluchim yitzin. For 6 months, the agents would go out that it was important for people to know in the diaspora or wherever they were to know when was Rish Chedish. Because the rest, okay, whenever it is, it is. But Al Nisan, Ne'a Pesach, people have to know the 15th of Nisan, when's Pesach. Va'al Av, Ne'a Tainis, because of the fast on Tisha B'Av. Va'al El, Ne'er Shoshana, because you have to know when Shoshana is, because they should Mitzap in the Yom Shleshim El, that they should be sitting and anticipating the 30th day of El, which is then a possibility of being Rosh Hashanah. You have to know when was Rosh Chodesh El, to know when you're going to have to conduct Rosh Hashanah, which is either the 30th or the 31st of El. That is Imnoit Lehem. If they find out, meaning the place is close to Yerushalayim, Shekidju Bez Niyam Shleishim, that the courts sanctified day 30 of El, no Yigin Eisa Hayem, Kodesh Bavad. So they treat only that day as one day, Rosh Hashanah, as the day of the first of Tishrei. Vimloinoit Lehem, that is, if they don't find out, but at least they know when Rosh Chodesh El was, so no Yigin Yam Shleishim, Kodesh V'yem Echad Shleishim, Kodesh, so they'll at least treat 2 days, or else they would have to keep 3 days. They'll treat the 30th day and the 31st day as holy, until they get the agents coming from the month of Tishrei, and then they'll know when Tishrei is, at least they'll know then subsequently for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And while Tishrei, like we said, the agents for Tishrei come, they takan samoyed, this is because instituting for the Yom Tovim of Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And while Kislev, they have to send agent in Chanukah, which starts on the 25th of Kislev. Val Adar, because Ne'a Purim, because Yom Tov Purim on the 14th of Adar. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, Yitzin Afal Iyar, they would send agents another month also, in the month of Iyar, and they Pesach cut the small Pesach, meaning what's called Pesach Sheni, those who were Tamei and were far away, were not able to bring their carbon Pesach in the month of Nisan, a month later, the month of Iyar, so they have to know exactly when is the 14th of Iyar. Alocha Yod, now, Shluchi Nisan or Shluchi Tishrei, specifically those 2 months, when they're sending out to let them know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, in Yitzin, they do not go out only on the day of Rosh Chodesh, achar shatal haShemesh, after sunrise, ad sheyishmu mipi Beis Din Mekudesh, until they hear from the mouth of the court that it's been sanctified. Which, really, some say specifically, this is only going on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was really Rosh Hashanah. You couldn't go out; they cannot be mechal to go out for the Kedushas Yom Tov. But Kiddush HaChodesh is only during the daytime, so since the establishment of the Yom Tovim depend on this, they have to verify more than other months, which, as we'll see in a second, that they would go out even without actually hearing. Here they have to actually hear it, that they had made it, and then they go out. Now, but Yom Kiddush Beznam Sev Yom Tisha Be'Estrim, but if let's say the court's already sanctified the new month, at the end of the 29th day, like we had previously explained, it's possible that the courts themselves see the new moon and it's on the end of the 29th day and it's still daytime. And therefore they heard from the mouth of the courts that it's sanctified, then then they don't have to wait till the next day in the afternoon or whatever till they say Mekudesh. They can ready to go out in the evening. Now, regarding the agents of the other 6 months that we spoke about, then they could go out already in the evening after the moon was seen. Even if the courts did not officially sanctify the new month, because they could only do it during the daytime, but since the new moon was seen, they could go out, because tomorrow we know for sure definitively that the courts are going to be sanctifying it. They just have to wait for the daytime. Then these agents could already go out at nighttime and let people know. Wherever the agents would reach, they would only make the Yom Tov one day, like it says in the Torah. But the faraway place, that the agents are not going to get there in time for that Yom Tov. Then they would keep Yom Tov 2 days because of the doubt. They don't know yet the day that the courts established the new month. Which day is it? What's on day 30 or day 31? They don't know. They have to keep not only the 15th, but also the 16th of the month as Yom Tov. There are certain places that the agents in the month of Nisan would get there in time for the Yom Tov of Pesach, but they would not get there, the agents, in the month of Tishrei, which although that's also on the 15th of Tishrei, the Yom Tov Sukkos, but because the Shluchei Tishrei could not go on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, so they have less days to travel. Now, based on the basic halacha would be she'asu Pesach yemechad. Okay, but Pesach they would get there in time, so they would make it one day. They would know. Shadegil lemeshluchim. The agents got there, but yod beizim nikbar yishchadish. They know which day is established Rosh Chodesh. But ve'yasu yom tov shachag asukah shneyam. But the yom tov asukah they should make 2 days. Shadegil loyigil lemeshluchim, because the agents did not have enough time. They're missing 2 days. They wouldn't get there in time. But the kedesh lelacha b'me'ad, so that they should not differentiate regarding the yom tovim, which are very similar. One, they're both on the 15th of. The Tishrei and Nisan, Hiskin Chachamim, the Sages Institute, Chol Mokon, Shein Shlucha Tishrei Megin Sham, any place that the agents of Tishrei don't get there in time, Eisen Shnei Yom, they make 2 days of Yom Tiv, as a Gezerah of Nisan after Tishrei. If they make Pesach one day, they can make Sukkot also one day, even if the agents don't get there, and some of them make a mistake. And that's the Yom Tiv Shalat Teres, even Yom Tiv Shuras, which that doesn't depend at all on the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh Sivan, only Sivis Eimah, not to differentiate, they have to keep every day, every Yom Tiv as 2 days of Yom Tiv. Now, how much is the gap between how the agents could get there in the month of Tishrei versus that of Nisan versus Tishrei? Shnei Yom is 2 days. They don't travel on the first of Tishrei because Yom Tov is Rosh Hashanah. Not on the 10th because Yom Kippur. So although they might get there by Pesach, but they might not get there because of the 2 day gap in the month of Tishrei. Halachi Dalet. The agents that are going to let people know don't have to be two people. Even one person is believed. And doesn't even have to be agent of the court. Even a peddler, even a merchant, from the rest of the population, he's just coming on his journey and he says, oh, I heard from the mouth of the court that they sanctified the new month and that day. Neman is believed, and they institute the Yom Tov based on his word. Shadav is a dav hasla galus, because this word that he's saying is going to end up being revealed. The word's going to get out. Some are going to find out when actually was Rosh Chodesh. The Eidachad Kosher Neman Lav, and therefore a single witness is believed to testify, a kosher aid to testify regarding such a thing. Hachat Zvav, regarding witnesses that come to the court after they already established when is Rosh Chodesh. So Bezdin Shayashvu Kol Yom Shleishim. So what happens if the court, they sat the entire day 30, but Leibu Eidim and witnesses didn't come? Okay. So Veshkimim Vaneshev, so they get up early when the day is turning, V'Ibris HaChaydish, and they extend the month, Kamesh Ban Perik Zeh, like Reid explained this Perik Alach HaZayin, and they make this meal to say, okay, it's a full month, and it's extended, it's going to be on day 31, not day 30, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Now, after 4 or 5 days later, bo edim rechayim, witnesses from far away come. Ve'idu, and they testify. Shadars achidish bezmane. They saw the new month in its time, meaning shul little shleishim, the night of the 30th day, which would make Rosh Chodesh on day 30, not day 31. Vafil bo besep chedish, and even if they come at the end of the month, ma'ayim naleim im gadol. So we intimidate them. With great intimidation, we confuse them with questions. We overexert them with investigations. And we analyze their testimony. And the court attempts not to sanctify this month, meaning to make it that it was Rosh Chodesh on day 30, because the word already got out that it was an extended the previous month, meaning that Rosh Chodesh was only day 31, not day 30. But Allah design, Vim Amdu Aid may do some, but let's say the witnesses stand by their testimony. But Nimsin Mukhaven, turns out it's correct in the calculation, it's possible what they're saying is true. And these men are well known and understanding people. And their testimony was analyzed appropriately, and turns out what they're saying still stands. The Mikachan said, then you do sanctify the month. And you go back and you count that month from day 30, not day 31, meaning a day earlier. Since the moon was seen at its nighttime of day 30, you're going to make it, Rosh Chodesh was a day before as they saw it, not the day later. Now, But let's say the courts need that this month should be an extended, meaning as the previous one had 30 days, not just 29 days. Like it was before Shibayid Meila, before these witnesses came, who now they're coming 5 days later or the end of the month and they're contradicting this. Manichim. No, you still leave it, even though these witnesses have not been contradicted, you leave it that the previous month was extended. This is what they say, that you extend the month when it's necessary. Now, there are from the great sages, that disagree with this, they say, no, you never extend the month, even when there's a necessity. Because ultimately witnesses came, you sanctified based on what they said on day 30, and you don't intimidate them to try to make it that it's on day 31 like they need it to be. Halachit Ches, says the Rambam, Yirah Lid, appears to me, she'im achlikas hachacham b'devazah. We don't have this disagreement amongst the sages in this halacha, el b'shar chadashim. Only by the other months, chutz menisin b'tishrei, except for nisin b'tishrei, oi be'ede nisin b'tishrei, or with witnesses of nisin b'tishrei, shebo achashav ragolim, that they came after the Yom Tov already passed. Because shekvar nasa mashanasa, what was done was already done. Vavas mani karbon, this is manu meyadis. It's already past the time of the karbon, it's already past the time of the Yom Tov. So therefore, that's what happened to this machlik is, what would we do now? But let's say the witnesses come in the month of Tishrei and Nisan, before the midpoint of the month, which it still would be critical to know when is really the Yom Tov of Pesach or Sukkos, mekab medusam, then we would accept their testimony. We would not intimidate them at all. Because we do not intimidate witnesses who testify regarding the new month, that they saw in this time to extend it. And there everyone would agree that we would accept their testimony. Some have this as a lacha yutes. But what we do intimidate regarding witnesses, that their testimony is being destroyed, meaning through other witnesses that are coming to contradict them. Now it's being tilted, ugnai, and disgraced, that the testimony should not be validated, and to extend the month. We intimidate them so that their testimony does remain valid, so that the month should remain, that it should be able to be sanctified in its appropriate time, like we already had mentioned previously, that there was always an attempt to sanctify, like most months, in its time, meaning on day 30. And then we would intimidate to make them stay that it is Mekudosh. And let's say other witnesses come along and say, hey, how could you say that you saw it in its appropriate time on day 9 of the 30th? You were with us, someone else at the same time. If this is before the courts sanctified, because if they turn out to be Zayman after they already sanctified, it would be Mekudosh anyway. So that wouldn't be the relevant feature. But if they didn't wear Mekadosh yet, and these other second pair witnesses are trying to take away that opportunity because they're being Mazim them, they try to intimidate the ones who are trying to do Hazama to the first pair, until they have not yet verified the Hazama, so that they could sanctify the new month in its appropriate time, which is what the first pair of witnesses are trying to do. So that we try to do intimidation in those situations to do the Kiddush Bezmaneh.